What up? I'm here with Jack Kaiser. He's such a random kid. Say hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, what do you do?
Gamble a lot.
What type of gambling do you do? Like the
FanDuel Sportsbook.
You use FanDuel Sportsbook?
Yeah.
Yo!
Yeah.
I use FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, I do too. I bet it on the Sixers to win the NBA championship and they lost, so I lost $3 million for it.
Like yesterday, right? Like, we were in the same class.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, all the kids were gambling, and then everyone just picked the wrong answer. Yeah, including us?
Yeah.
Everybody picked the wrong answer, and I was like, yo.
What are you doing?
I know, right?
Yep, yeah, people don't know how to gamble these days.
I know, they don't know how to do it the right way. Like, they don't know how to gamble the correct way, you know?
Yeah.
Like the way how I gamble is like, yeah, I play smart, you know?
Yeah, I play smart. I bet on the right team to win all the time.
All live together, right?
No.
Except I bet on the Sixers to win the NBA championship, which they don't. So, yeah. I have a stupid brother, too.
I know. Like, look at him. He didn't even know how to gamble correctly.
Yeah.
He picked the wrong thing, and I was like, dude.
Dude, what are you doing?
What are you doing? I mean, look at him.
Look at him.
That's just sad.
Yeah, I went to Las Vegas one and saw Elvis Presley impersonator for some reason. I said, hello, are you
Elvis Presley?
Yeah, he said no because he's an imposter, so
Dude, this could be an explicit episode, you know that, right?
I knocked him out.
No, explicit, I mean, like, means you're cursing and being gone.
Oh,
most of the time, I don't like it.
Yeah,
all the way down there?
See that car right there?
The dumbest idea that he ever made.
Yep.
Dumbest decision. He's like, I want to gamble.
I'm also...
Here, let me pick the wrong one. I was like, dang, dude. Also, terrible.
Also, subscribe to Melvin YouTube if you haven't already. That's Melvin Games Life.
Two in the original.
It's
the same name, but without the number two.
Without the number two, yeah. Also, follow him on Twitter at Melvin Games Life.
I don't know. It's like everything that I own. And, like, I'm recording an episode live with a bunch of noise in the background. I mean,
yeah.
I'm recording at a table with a bunch of, like, people that I actually do know in school. Like, I'm literally recording this podcast episode in the middle of class. Like, there's a bunch of little kids around me and teachers and, like... And like, dang.
Dang, yeah.
Dumbest idea ever.
And subscribe to his podcast if you haven't already.
I'm literally recording an episode of the podcast right now, and it will be live later today. It will be live later today. Literally. He's like, because like the teachers are like, can you record a podcast episode? Like, I was like, oh yeah, sure. I'm literally recording it with Jack right now, and I can't believe they didn't notice yet.
Yep, yeah. How didn't you notice, Melvin?
Huh?
How didn't you notice, Melvin?
I mean, I'm recording the episode with you, but I don't know about everyone else. I mean, look at Kenny over there.
Hey, Kenny.
Sit over here with us, that way they can actually hear you.
Who's the stupid brother? Who's your stupid brother that bet $3 million on the Sixers to win an NBA championship?
You?
Yep.
It was the dumbest idea. Why did you do that?
Because I felt like this team was a championship caliber team, and they just... They lost.
It was the stupidest idea I've ever heard. you know, like...
If anyone of you guys listen to this podcast, never bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Never bet on Philly teams. Never bet on the Cowboys at all. Cowboys are stupid.
I love that this podcast is based on video games and we're just talking about the Sixers.
Yeah. If anyone plays Call of Duty,
he loves playing that game. Duty? I play Call of Duty.
Call of Duty's so stupid. Cold War's just trash.
Modern
Warfare's trash. What about I say this? Nintendo games are maybe even better than Cold War and Modern Warfare combined.
Because the thing with Nintendo games is, like, it's like, yeah, you know, branding and stuff. Like, you know, it's always going to be family-friendly unless it's the Fire Emblem series and the, you know, the rated T for teen games that they make. But other than that, most of the games that they make is rated E.
And, yeah, by the way, I suggest playing the GTA 5 story mode. It's kind of awesome.
Didn't you already finish GTA 5 story mode?
Yep, I finished it, like, three times and didn't get bored and didn't. Like, I usually,
The dumbest idea ever.
I usually finish it and then restart it, finish it, then restart it. And, it kind of gets boring after the fourth one, but it's...
Whoever wanted to play FanDuel Sportsbook, I got you.
Yeah. We're at this random school in Scranton. Scranton sucks, so, certain...
I mean, I think it's okay, but I don't know if it sucks.
Yeah. But...
Like, whoever wants to, go ahead, you know?
But... How many games have you won in Smash Bros, Melvin?
50, 40, because all these kids are trash at it.
Yep,
I bought all the DLC on, like, somebody who's sitting here.
Oh, by the way, guys, Mario Kart's the best, Nintendo game.
I think so. But at the same time, I have some gripes with it.
Yeah, me too. Nintendo games are usually easy, so you could even beat a level 9 computer.
I mean, I can. I don't know about anyone else at this table, but I can. I mean, you could probably do it after like 50 practice runs.
Also, if you play Madden or you play NBA, I don't like you.
Particularly Madden 09. If you play Madden 09, get out of here. If you play Madden 08, then you're my friend.
Yep.
Well,
Madden just came into freaking garbage.
Isn't that with every single one? Because it's the same thing, but instead of that, it's just the branding Madden 08, Madden 09, Madden 17.
Yeah, basically, it's basically...
I mean,
It's basically the same thing, but they add players every year because people come out of college and... play football for NFL teams.
Because,
so.
Like I said, Madden 08 is the best one in the series. Madden 09? No. Please get the fuck out of my face. Madden 09? No, get out of here.
Yeah, the NBA games decided to just to be a business and don't support their players and don't. Their players don't even look like the actual players.
You know, like it doesn't even work well. It's terrible.
Yeah, and it's also easy because I scored 200 points in every single game in the single season.
So. Hey, bro, don't talk. Y'all don't stop talking. You just stop talking.
We're doing a podcast here.
You see.
We're actually recording a podcast. Yep. Not kidding.
Yeah. Kenny, do you have something to say about Madden in NBA? Okay.
Well, he's terrible. So, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope y'all enjoyed this random piece of crap. I'm kidding.
And enjoy your day. Terrible outside, so play video games and
have fun. Do things.
Play video games and drink beer.
I had some. It was amazing. All right, goodbye, people.
Goodbye.